You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Look at us.
There you are. There you are.
They can't stop us.
They've tried.
This is our podcast and you won't take it away from us.
They've tried to shut us down. We can't produce. Callum was outside there. He was showing me a new image for this podcast.
Oh yeah? A new image for this podcast?
So he was talking to the guy in graphics.
Go on.
I was like, can we get a new image for the podcast?
For Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast?
Andrew was like, yeah, fine, no worries.
What's it like?
Callum meant fully charged daily. Andrew thought he meant Little Big Podcast. So he put one in the exact style of Fully Charged Daily with the pink and the black and everything. It's too like spin. He's like, you got the wrong one. He showed me there if you wanted. I was like,
are you happy with our image? Are you happy?
No, but we will change it. We will. We'll make that a priority in the next week.
Yeah, we don't have a marketing team. Look, we're still easing ourselves back in. You might be thinking, boys, no guest. No guest this year.
We'll go guest next week.
Just slowly, yeah. I'll find something. I'll muster up something.
I don't mind mustering up something.
Who are you thinking?
Was it Fiona last week?
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to talk about pop culture references?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind speaking to a listener to the podcast.
They're like my
favorite. They're always a bit of fun because we really get to know them.
They get it.
If you want to be...
I'll get on to Fiona.
Do you mind?
I'll get on to Fiona.
And I'm going to throw it out to you listening. If you want to be involved in this podcast at any point during the year, GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Who are they?
That is us. Now, I have... a story.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
A story that I would like to share with you and you listening.
Well, do you want to get distracted 40 minutes and then tell the story next week instead?
Well, we've been doing that a lot.
Did you ever get in contact by the watch company? That's my... Mammy O'Toole asked me that.
Oh.
Did anyone ever contact you about the watches?
Nobody ever did.
I go, what?
Yeah.
She goes, the watches.
Give a quick and reset.
I go, we're giving away watches in January. Clues. I said, I've got my Casio watch. And she goes, no, the watches. What are you talking about? She goes, the watches on the podcast.
Jesus, she's a loyal listener.
And I go, oh yeah. She texted me after that last week after the show going, what'll you do when I die?
That is a fair enough question.
So someone contacted me about doing Spawn or doing watches on my Instagram and every get 15% off and I make commission. But they weren't going to give me a free watch. They were going to make me pay.
Yeah,
but give me money off.
You were essentially working for free at some watch company. Weren't they Italian?
Yeah. And then I said, you know what? Not for me, but this guy's the real deal. They never contacted
me.
I'm
still available. You know where I am.
A little bit of housekeeping,
Graham, before we get to the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There has been problems with this podcast. People have been hacking in.
You saw I did it.
And they're trying to repeat some of what we say.
Mammy O'Toole again messaged me saying it happened two or three times.
It's a bug.
Our friend Gaw message. I got contacted on Instagram as well. That is not happening to everybody, but it happens sometimes where it's like you press the rewind button and it repeats itself.
So
I sent the message.
Pretend this is a press conference very quickly.
Yes, yes. Hello.
Graham, yeah, hi. Yeah. First time listening to a podcast.
Hi.
Wasn't overwhelmed by it
Fine.
By any means.
Not many people are. You don't have to listen again. We don't expect it.
I just want to say that it kept repeating itself and it was so fucking annoying.
I know. No
you
idea.
You don't get that with Joe Rogan.
You don't. We don't have $1 million or $100 million, whatever his deal with Spotify is. We've contacted the people in charge, the engineers. I CC'd Nathan O'Reilly, the co-presenter of the podcast.
Did Nathan O'Reilly add to that email?
He didn't, but there's been no reply since.
No reply from who?
From people who have to look after the back end. So I'm going to reply again if it happens this week. So I want all vigilant ears listening and I want you to contact me. That includes you, mother. Contact me if it repeats.
Another question.
Instagram O'Toole on Instagram if you don't have my number.
Another question. Graham.
Yeah.
Are you going to send a fresh email or a follow-on from your previous email?
Fresh one, just in case I sent it the wrong email address.
Will you CC your co-presenter, Nathan O'Reilly?
Yes, I will.
And what will you expect from Nathan when you CC?
To him stop messaging me asking, have I done it?
On a Friday afternoon.
Yeah. I'll do it after lunch.
Would you have done it if he didn't send the message?
No, I forgot. So maybe I needed the little push.
Okay, look, I want to tell you right now, this is a non-award-winning podcast, but we might actually have an award-winning sports person by next year. Yours truly, me. Because I want to be... Listen to me, Nathan. We're Graham.
That's the first time you've ever called me Nathan.
Yeah, Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just a little bit tired.
Yeah.
A bit tired.
Are you...
it's hump day.
Do you know what I say it is?
Humpty Dumpty.
I think, as you said earlier, and I reckon... would have got to do with the fact that you were woken up by the fire alarm, not last night, but the night before.
Yeah.
I always feel like the tiredness catches you the
next
day.
Yeah, it has caught me. It's caught me pretty badly. It was at 3 a.m. the fire alarm went off. It's the loudest noise you will ever hear.
Now, I will say, I said it to you earlier on.
But you did.
I'll say, I can't believe how little work we do.
Yeah.
And I know we get up early, but I have a new housemate, Sean.
Yeah.
And yesterday, this is my day, right? Got up at 5:30. Same time as him, because he was up when I was getting up. He was going off to work, so he works on a building site. And so he goes around, same time as me. I got home around 12 yesterday. It was a bit of a late one for us.
That's quite late.
20 past 12, I think. We were shooting videos for the other podcast we do.
Must have been wrecked afterwards. After
went home,
day. Yeah.
Went for a jog, watched Claire Byrne live, had my lunch, played 3 games of FIFA online.
Deadly.
Watched an episode of The Crown.
Can I ask what team were you playing for?
Bayern Munich, 5 at the back, 3 midfield, 2 up top, 2 wing backs played with the 3 at the back when attacking. Then started cutting my hair with Coxie's hair. I cook Coxie's, Coxie cooked mine, more of that later on. Then I started cooking dinner. Went back to cutting the hair because the battery died. Watched a bit of football. It was West Ham against...
See, you're so tired, man.
West Ham against fucking...
Did you fall asleep?
West Ham, who were they playing?
I didn't, man. I was trying to get sleep.
Crystal Palace. Then started doing Pilates around 8 o'clock. And halfway through the Pilates, in comes Sean. From work.
Man, you live a lot more fruitful life.
From work.
What a life you live. What a day yesterday was.
From work.
Is he exhausted?
He doesn't ever
complain.
Well, at the weekends, he'll lie on the couch and he'll be there watching telly and he'll nod off.
And he deserves it.
Jesus, I think he drives a dumper or something. He's a hard worker, fair play to him. More on him and the haircuts later on.
Yeah, let's focus on this, all right? We know on the podcast that I went sea swimming on Christmas Day.
You got stuff for your birthday to swim.
Swimming togs, goggles, a swimming hat. That's about it. That's all you need. So I did something
And the will to swim.
The will, of course. Now, I'm not going to go sea swimming. I wanted to swim in a pool because if you don't know, last year I damaged my knee and I decided that's it. I'm retiring from contact sports. I will not be playing football anymore. I will not be playing hide and seek. None of that.
How much would I have to pay you? And... don't say nothing because you do it for a billion. Would have to pay you to play another 5-a-side game, half an hour a side. And it's not physical, but it's not standing off. It's a good game. It's a good standard of 7-a-side in Loughlinstown.
20 grand.
Would you do it for 10 grand?
No.
Would you do it for 10 grand?
No.
Would you do it for 15 grand?
18 grand.
You'd probably do it for
a grand. Because I'm going to get injured.
Probably do it for a grand.
It's a fact. Yeah, I will get injured.
Yeah, but think of how many months' wages that is.
Oh, but it takes so long.
It's like half a month's wages for you.
My knee doesn't feel the same. It's not the same knee. I have a different knee now. I'm walking a bit with a limp. I had to get surgery on it. I got injured playing football and I said...
that was
enough is enough.
That was a long...
It was horrible.
It was a long recovery, wasn't it?
Yeah, when people are saying to me, how are you finding this lockdown? Fine. I can move. I couldn't leave the place.
Second lockdown.
Jesus. And then, because I had to wait 5 weeks walking around with the crutches, 5 weeks to get surgery, knowing there was a problem with my knee, then you get surgery and it's even worse. Yeah. You're in more pain. It's so swollen. 2 weeks I was doing the show from home. Wasn't bad.
No, it was fine.
Wasn't the worst.
It was okay. I would hate to be doing it from home because I'm a control freak in the studio in terms of I have to press the buttons and I have to hit the songs and all that. And I am determined.
Not to get COVID.
Not to get COVID or become a COVID.
Do you hear that?
It's tough not to come a close contact because
it could come
from anywhere.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going into the bathroom and I'm washing my hands, okay, I'm doing my bit. But what if someone else doesn't wash their hands and then they touch my desk and then I touch the desk and then I lick my fingers?
And Graham, you're relying on all your roommates to do the exact same.
It's tough.
And
I don't trust them.
If your roommates are going to work, you're relying on their colleagues.
Well, see, we all work. Yeah. We all go to work.
Oh, baby, it's coming tough. To get you. It's tough.
Jesus, I don't want it. Down below 1,000. May this be the last day or the last week where we have above 1,000 cases.
Here, here. Here, here, Graham.
Christ almighty.
Slauncha. So I've decided that I am going to take up swimming. So over the Christmas break, just after Christmas Day, I'd say maybe 27th, I booked in a membership to the Swan Centre, Rathmines Main Street.
Used to be my old gym.
Did you used to work out there?
Yeah, twice, two different occasions when I was in between Fly Fit and Raw and I couldn't afford it. So I went there for a free 10-day pass, something like that.
What's the gym like?
Shite.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a hotel gym.
Okay. Well, I went for the pool because I wanted to find a swimming pool in my area. There is one called Meadowville beside Dundrum, where I am. It's literally an 8-minute walk, but it's currently getting renovated.
Oh, right. So you're going to Swan for now and then go to Meadowville.
I'm going Swan for 3 months. So I went in.
Jeez, that's gorgeous now.
Oh,
do you know what I'm mostly looking forward to for that?
Go on.
The walk to Rathmines.
Yeah.
I absolutely love
it's lovely.
Walk to
Do you remember Grace's Chicken Hut on Rathmines Main Street?
Yeah, I know. If you know Rathmines, it's beside the casino.
Tramco nightclub.
Nothing ever survives on that street.
Yeah.
Tramco's gone. Grace's Fried Chicken's gone.
Do they have a Chopped?
Chopped is gone. That was the one I was thinking of. You cannot survive in Rathmines.
Why is that?
But Ranala is bursting with businesses.
Hmm.
You cannot survive in Rathmines. I don't know what it is.
I really want to try that sandwich place, Hush. Have you heard about that?
Hush, I have, yeah.
It has a mural of Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, is that what it
looks
is?
Looks very cool.
Tin toasties.
Yeah?
Tin, not much.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah.
What was inside of it?
Ham and cheese, tin. Too thin.
Too thin?
Too thin.
Pricey, I'd say.
Probably, can't remember.
Hey, if they want to sponsor us, we can speak more about it.
Absolutely, really good toasties in there. Really massive, lots of ham.
Yeah, tasty.
Thick, very thick.
Good value, too thick. No, not too thick, actually, perfect thick.
Yeah.
I go into the Swan Centre and, you know, it's nervous. You're nervous when you're trying out a new gym.
Obviously,
But a new pool is terrifying because I haven't swam in a pool in, I'd say, 6 years. And that would be being on holidays with my family. Well, actually, it would be longer than 6 years. I'm going to be 30 this year.
Congratulations.
We're both going to be 30. So I go in and I sign in and they have to give me a fob. And they say, you know, we'll give you a tour around the gym another day, but if you just want to swim, that's fine. And I went, great service here.
I hate the tours.
I don't want that.
I hate it.
They said bring a towel and your gym shorts and one of our gym instructors will show you how to use a treadmill.
I got it in the first time the Fly Fit opened in Stillorgan because I went up for a look. I've been to loads of Fly Fits.
They're all the same.
And then the person at the door was the open day. Would you like me to show you around? And I was so enthusiastic.
Can you just say, look at my arms? I've been in the gym since I was 12.
I'm a big boy. Do you think I need to be shown how to do?
I'll show you what to do.
So I was like, okay. And he goes, this is the grass area. Here's the benches. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm just looking. There's the changing rooms. And he goes, it's a square room.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Georgia Street. If you know what the Georgia Street Fly Fit, there's about 12 different rooms and there's a mezzanine of stairs all over the place.
Mm.
This is just a square room. Anyway.
So gyms
I don't like being
But gyms are already so strange in this pandemic. It's not a proper gym. Everything is cornered off. And the changing rooms, you have to be so careful. But when I went in, it was over the Christmas break. There was loads of kids I could see in the swimming pool because everyone's off. And I'm thinking, how is this going to go? Because my parents swim in a swimming pool and they've often told me there's different lanes. You have a fast lane, you have a slow lane, and then you have a middle lane.
Mm.
And people take swimming really seriously, all right?
You get out my lane.
Get a lot of old people there that are competitive. This is their sport. And I want to go in and say, hey, I'm a little bit younger than you, but I'm going to take this seriously.
I can kick it with the big guys.
I'm one of you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
So I go into this weird little pod cubicle and I change. I take my trousers off.
Nice.
And there are weird lockers because...
Question.
Go. Yep.
When you're putting on your swimming shorts, do you take off everything and stand there naked or do you keep the towel around
your
waist?
Great question. So first time I went down, because I've only gone twice and then the gym... Obviously, another lockdown happened. So,
you're telling me.
Oh my god! Ugh. So the first time, sure didn't I walk with my togs on underneath the trousers?
Interesting.
What do you think about that?
Interesting tactic.
Don't have great confidence. With my body,
I know that.
I don't want people to see me naked unless they're paying me a lot of money.
Do you have boxers with you?
Yes, I do.
You're going to have to take them off afterwards anyway. So eventually they're going to come off. But I suppose you're cutting out 50% of the dick time hanging out.
Yeah. I will say to you that no one will be seeing me naked because these are enclosed pods with a door, with a lock. So
are
you could
there,
smell me, but you won't see me. I'm standing there naked.
Do you wear flip-flops?
No, I do not. It is something.
Do you want a Veruca?
It is something I might invest in the future.
Yeah.
Graham, I will wear my heart on my sleeve and tell you I went into this maybe naively.
Yes.
I need to purchase an actual swim towel. I brought a towel that I have from back home. I want to be proper. I want to take this seriously.
What's the swim towel?
A different vibe, I think.
Manchester United towel like in Spain?
Maybe something like that with a little bit of sand. And I like to throw out the towel, get someone in the eyes. But no, I'm going to take this seriously.
Yeah, of course.
I need to pick up a nose clip.
Okay.
Water was going up my beady nostrils.
Do you have goggles?
I do have goggles.
Yeah, goggles are
top
important.
Of the range. They're
top,
very.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what they do with these swimming pools. Buckets of chlorine.
Actually stings
the body.
Yeah.
So what they do with this locker, hear me
I'm
out
listening.
Here.
Oh, sorry.
They have...
Listen to me.
You put a euro into the locker. You then take the locker key and it becomes a wristband.
Yes.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Yes.
I haven't. It's a wristband with the key.
Yes.
You've got to be careful. You could literally scratch your wrist.
I'm pretty sure they all have them.
I've never.
Where did you put the key? Where else would you put the key?
No.
Do you know somewhere else? Some people put the key on their ankle.
Ankle?
Yeah.
Jesus, you'd have to have a very thin ankle, wouldn't you?
But how do you mean? It's just a thing that goes around your wrist.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing that on your ankle. Would have.
Pretty sure everywhere does that. Where else do you keep your keys to the lockers then?
Pockets.
Not when you're going swimming.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm new.
Okay. Well, I suppose this is all new to you.
This is all new.
Yeah.
So I go to the pool. And there's the lanes. And people are already swimming.
Who's a lane?
No, not a lane. I'm saying the lanes.
All right.
The lanes in the pool.
Ah, yeah.
I'm only counting two. I go, what? So there's a slow lane, and then there's a fast lane.
And then there's other.
Where's the medium?
Where's the place where you throw footballs to each other?
Yeah, none of that. None of that here. There's a small little... They have done a corner where there's just... young kids with their parents throwing the odd toys and stuff.
Yeah.
But the rest is you have your slow lane and fast lane. Slow lane, you're knocking on death's door.
Mm.
You're in your mid-80s, you look sickly.
You said there's a few floating dead bodies in there.
Yes, it's like the Vietnam War.
Okay.
But they've left the bodies there.
Yeah, okay.
And no
That's
one
the
is.
Smell. It's no, not chlorine, it's decomposing bodies.
No one is going to pick up the body. They just say, goodbye, Martha. You lived a great life.
Yeah.
So I decide, look. Nathan, you're young and sprightly.
Just to say, race, there's no dead bodies floating in the swan.
There is
center.
None. Oh, Jesus.
That was a joke.
Thank you. That was a cheap joke as well.
Cheap joke, you can't touch it.
I decided to go into the fast lane. So there's four people currently swimming up and back. And they're all doing front crawl. Big arms, strong back. There's one extremely hairy man, but enough about that guy. I'll get to him. I am standing, have the hat on, have the goggles, have my togs.
I'm sorry, they're probably thinking, whoa.
Who is this
is
big
this guy,
boy?
Is this guy, is he ex-Ireland Olympian here?
Yeah.
They're like, shit, we can learn a lot.
Is he friends with Phelps?
Yeah.
Has he taught Phelps all he knows?
Yeah.
Does he know who Phelps is? Of course he does.
Ian Thorpe.
Do you remember the Australian man?
I know Phelps likes eating pizza. Heard that. He loves calories.
I remember, actually, I'm sure we read the same article about Phelps where it broke down what he eats in a day. That man also drinks a lot of Lucozade. Good Christ. There you go. There you go. See, that's a little inside information
into
about the swimming world. Into the swimmer. So hear me out. The swimmers are going up the lane doing front crawl. They're all spaced. And you don't want to break that rhythm. So I'm looking down and I'm thinking, when can the sheriff get in?
Yeah, sheriff is here. Sheriff is here. He's got his pistols. Why? And he's ready to go.
Yeah, my pistols in my pants. Why aren't you acknowledging
me? How do you enter the pool?
That's it.
Do you jump in? Do you sit down, hop in? Or are there the steps?
Great question. I lower myself down. I'm currently sitting there with my feet dangling into the water. It's warm. I find an opening. And I get him. Boom. Front crawl.
Straight away.
Straight away, like a duck to water. I'm doing front crawl. I know how to do front crawl. When I was young, my parents put me into a club called Klubiska. So this is where I learnt my trade. I wasn't overwhelmed.
And was there flashbacks of the time where you ran out in the middle of your swimming classes because you thought your father had drove away?
Yes. I did think about that. That was quite a...
That's probably a
scary time.
PTSD
yeah.
you get from that.
Yes.
Can you please briefly describe that again?
So I had separational anxiety as a kid. I was scared my parents would leave me and never collect me. So my dad used to read the newspaper in the car while I was swimming. And for some reason, I would have been 12 or 13. I'm in my Speedos and I get the vibe that my dad has left me.
Yeah.
I think this is the day. He wasn't really talking to me much on the drive there. He wanted to listen to Prince. I just thought, this is...
Raspberry Beret.
Woo!
You're thinking, what does that mean?
So I get out of the pool. Even my instructor said, Nathan, where are you going? I go, to the toilet. I'm lying to her.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell her, miss, my dad's left me here and I'm going to die. So I run out of the building in my Speedos. It's bright. It's 4 in the afternoon. I run. I go, where is my dad? Because he was parked in a space that I remembered when he left me off. But he had gone, but he had come back. So he was in a different space. But I ran up to the original space. I said, Dad! 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 Like, I'm not making this up.
I know, yeah. I'm kind of...
Dad! Dad, where are you? I'm looking around. It's a different car to my dad's car. And then I hear, Nate? I hear it coming from the left-hand side. I look over. My dad's in a different car space because he had left to pick up something and come back. And I look at him and he's rolled down the window and he has the newspaper in front of him.
And a tear goes down his face.
And
going,
seen his son with a red face, tears streaming down my eyes in these very tight Speedos. And it's awkward. And what do you say? How am I supposed to say,
back in there.
Oh, sorry, Dad, I just thought I forgot something. I thought I dropped something.
This is how our families differ. We used to happen in my household was Mammy O'Toole used to pretend she was leaving us. And she would get the suitcase and she'd put it in the back of the car and goes, I'm fucking done with thee. I'm done. I'm finished with thee. I'm out of here. I'm like, no, Mam, don't go. She's like, I'm done with thee. I'm gone. And she'd get in the car and drive off, but she's probably just going up to the church or somewhere.
And you'd just be left with your dad.
And Dad's like, yeah, you pissed her off one too many times, Graham. Oh, I didn't mean to. She's gone now. She's not coming back.
And then when she came back, did she get a hero's welcome?
Yeah, I said, you're back.
You're back.
Yeah, don't do that again.
But she'd do it again. She'd do it again.
Yeah, happened a few times.
Yeah, so being back in the pool, let me tell you something. I don't know if you've done front crawl recently. It is so tiring. I'd say I did 2 lengths and then I had to get out of the pool.
I'm not a strong swimmer, so I haven't got... Like, I could do one length, I'd say.
It's a different sort of fitness, swimming fitness. That's what my parents said. Different sort of fitness. Isn't like running around.
No.
You have to get your breath as you're getting your head out of the water, head back in the water, and you sweat so much, but you don't know if you are. You're so dehydrated after
you're wet, and you don't know if it's
you're
water
wet. You
or
don't know,
sweat,
or
obviously.
Sweat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I want to tell you something. Made a friend.
Boom.
Before I actually get to the friend, the politics of the pool, there was one man who was the slowest in the fast lane. I will say that much. I would have been second slowest. He was the slowest. He was moving his body at just a snail's pace. And if someone's slow, you're behind them and you're touching their feet. Because you're doing the front crawl and you're like, man, hurry
up.
Would
you ever touch a man's package?
Not his package. My arm wouldn't be long enough, okay. I wouldn't be trying to reach it.
Yeah.
But what I did find at one stage, because you have to stay on, let's say, the right side going up, but then left when you're going down,
anti-clockwise.
Yeah, I was becoming so tired that I actually at one stage found myself drifting over to the other side.
Oh no.
So I was swimming towards as if I was trying to touch his package. Come here.
Yeah,
come here.
I'm
the
coming
sheriff.
For you. Like, oh,
I'm coming for you. Oh, I'm Jaws. But the man was really struggling with the pace. And he stopped. I stopped. And then this other guy stopped. And we're all breathing. And the guy who was the best swimmer in the lane says to the chap who's so slow, "Hey, can you read the sign?
Oh no.
Can you read the sign? You shouldn't be here." And I'm watching this going, God, this is very intense. I'm just here for a nice swim. Can you read the sign? The guy takes off
What's
his goggles and he's like, "What?" He's not really answering back. Then the guy looks at me. "This guy's too slow to be here, isn't he?"
Oh, you've been dragged in.
And I'm like, don't drag me in.
You're dragged in.
But then I wanted to make friends, so I went, "Can you read the sign?"
Yeah, come on.
Get the hell out of here. Get out of here. Come on. So that was a weird incident.
It's survival of the fittest in the pool.
So that was the first day.
It's doggy dog. Ducky duck.
Second day I was back and I felt a bit more comfortable. I knew which lane to be
in. And you know where you're going as well.
You
know,
not
kind of awkward.
It's like with anything.
Yeah,
it's like second day in work. Yeah. Oh, I know where I sit now.
I know where the shitter is, which is the most important place.
I'm going to take a dump in the left cubicle, not the right one. I'm sitting there after doing a good few lanes, taking it all in, just looking at the pool. And there's an old man. An old man who had been swimming in my lane as well. He was very fast.
An old boy, maybe.
Old boy. He says to me, "How are you getting on?" I go, "Sorry, what?"
Sorry, where are you having this conversation?
I'm sat.
You're sat at the side.
I've gotten out of the pool. My legs are in the water.
And he sat?
And he's sat as well. He's just gotten up. And he's breathing heavily like, oh, that was a big workout. I go, "Hey, how are you?" He said, "Are you new here?" I go, "Yeah, it's actually my second day here." He goes, "My name's Old Boy." I go, "All right, you are quite old."
Does he look like the man from Up? That's what I'm imagining.
Yes.
And he's wearing glasses as well.
But he's
goggles.
Not wearing glasses.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the old man from Up not wearing glasses.
Okay.
And he doesn't have balloons above him. He's not drifting
off. Looks a
bit
like Bertie Ahern.
Yeah. And he says to me, "You know, I learned how to swim when I was 60.
Brilliant.
He goes, "I'm 75.
Oh, old boy.
I go, "Oh my Christ, old boy.
That's a beautiful
You are
story.
Old. He goes, "I learned from my son." And he goes, "I come here every time. What time do you come here?" And I went, "Is he grooming me?
Yes.
Is old boy trying to get a slice?"
I think old boy just, he sees someone like you.
He sees potential,
maybe,
would you say?
You're like a fish out of water.
Yeah.
And I reckon he sees potential. Definitely not the finished article.
No, no. And I wouldn't say that.
And he knows you're half his age now that he was when he learned. So he probably sees a lot of himself at 60 in you now.
He sees me.
And thinks that I can get this guy up to my standard.
And he asked me, "What's your name?" I said, "Nathan." "What?" I said, "Nathan." I'm named after... He says, "Oh, you must be named after Nathan Carter."
Oh, it was a little bit of a joke.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah.
But old boy is my new friend. And I said, "Sure, I'll see you. I'll see you tomorrow." And then the gym was closed. So I'm going to be back when this is all over. And he was there at 10:30.
No, you're not going to be there
and
at
he says,
ten.
That's my time. So I might try and take a day off here just to see old boy.
Well, if you can incorporate it into the show on Fully Charged, we could say it's a work day.
Do you think I'd be able to get to the Swan Centre at 10:30?
Yeah, if I literally get out?
Oh,
definitely, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah. You should probably stop saying you don't know if he was grooming you if you want to continue talking about him on the radio, though.
Well, I don't know.
You don't, is right. So how many? You've gone for two.
I've gone for two. And, I didn't show you the fob.
Oh,
I didn't show you the fob.
Look
just
at
to show.
Look at this.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I used to have that.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so it's a little thing you put on your keys. You should probably put it on your keys.
Ah, keep it in the wallet.
Okay.
It's a memento.
Okay.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's for your keys, though. It's a little hole just to put through your keys.
See, it's waterproof.
Is it?
They don't give it to everyone.
I think they do.
They don't give that to everyone.
What do you think of my hair? Do you think Coxie did a good job now, honestly? Honest.
Show
now.
It again, will you?
Yeah.
So just describe to the listener what happened.
Coxie cut the hair. My last haircut was on the 18th of December, so actually not that long. It's only been 5 weeks, but I usually get a haircut every 2 to 3 weeks because I don't like the greys. The sides go grey, and I was been pestering Coxie the last week to give me a haircut.
I have questions.
I eventually got it. I got a new razor for Christmas, so it's got the heads on it. And I gave Coxie a little bit of a trim. He didn't want too much off, but I said, you know what, take a lot off the sides. Which a lot did come off the sides.
Were you worried because your scalp gets a lot of acne that Coxie was going to go
no,
over?
No, because I haven't had acne in my scalp for a long time.
Oh.
Well, I have a few little ones, but nothing mental because I've been...
Can you give us the secret?
I've been having a lot... I've been taking my Acumex tablets consistently.
Where can people get them?
I think they get them in pharmacies and beauticians' places. They're the best thing I've ever had. If you are struggling with acne, look up Acumex, A-C-C-U-M-E-X. I've been on every single tablet there is in the world. And this is a vitamin as opposed to across-the-counter stuff.
And is it just for spots on your scalp or spots on your face?
Everywhere. It's mainly does the spots on my face. Now, it doesn't always work with spots on my scalp. I don't know what it is. I can't nail down the spots on my scalp as to why they're coming there. But for now, anyway, they're not there. And I haven't had spots on my face for a long time. Even though I have one on my neck, but I think that's more so from the mask.
Is it a lotion or is it a tablet?
Tablets.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then for the mask, if you're struggling with maskne, get some tea tree oil spray and spray it in the inside the mask. I know Becca did it.
Yeah.
Her girlfriend. Did she help her?
She said it was great. She was initially worried because, does it say back oil?
Yeah. It says it's for your back.
Yeah.
But I was like,
spray it on the face.
I said, my face has been through enough anyway, so it'll be fine. So what do you think of the...
I have to say, look, I'm really surprised by the length of hair you have. You've said it before, earlier today, that you are looking to get a man bun.
I'm not... I don't think that it'll suit me, and I don't think it's going to be a new thing
I think it
do,
will.
But I want to do it.
Mm.
Because I've never had the opportunity, and since the first lockdown... When we didn't have haircuts for a while, I go, do you know what? I actually kind of like growing out a bit because I just keep it tidy on top and a little bit short and just have a little bit of a comb over. But I go, I'm going to grow it out. So every time I went back to the barbers, I kept on going to the guy, just thin it out. He goes, I want to keep it long. And goes, well, why don't we just keep it long as opposed to thinning it and shortening it? So I was like, yeah, okay, let's keep on growing it long and see what happens. So now it's extra long because it's emphasised by the short sides. Like, it has been this long for the last couple of weeks, but you just haven't noticed.
Coxie has not done a bad job. Look,
hasn't touched the top, just
hasn't
the sides
touched the
and
top.
Back.
It's just a very I keep saying it's a fade. It's a step all around, is it?
Yeah.
The back and sides, he just really went hell for leather.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you weren't just tempted to have a little trim on top, but if you have a goal in mind and you want to do the man bun.
I was, but then it's so long now that it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
So how I did it in the first lockdown is I just got my hair and I stuck it all up and I got the scissors and just went across it. But now it's so long that I can't do that because it just flops down. So I said, you know what? Let's just keep it long. And I'm just wearing caps anyway. Might order a few new caps.
We have such different hair, don't we?
Absolutely.
Like, we have the complete opposite. So, you have the thickest hair in the world.
But it's coarse.
And it goes a bit grey. Well, mine is very thin on top. And it's still dark.
You've got... Do you know what? Coxie has beautiful hair. Coxie has silky hair.
Yeah.
So, it just flops over. Like, friend of the podcast, he listens every week. Shout out, Costigan.
Oh, very good looking man.
Shane Costigan. He has beautiful hair. I'm so envious of him. He has a beautiful, like, it naturally combs over.
Yeah.
But it's light, but he's not, but it's thick, if that makes sense.
So would you say he is the best hair you know? I'm trying to think. Who has the best hair?
If I could pick someone of my friends whose hair I would have, it would be Costigan's.
Yeah.
Definitely, because it's just so light and it's silky and just flicks over to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like, John Mack is the most similar hair to me. Mm. He's got thick, coarse hair. And I know it's... Ours doesn't look good when it's dry. So that's why I wear that cap. It kind of gives a little bit of flattening and a kind of...
How often do you put shampoo in that hair?
Once or twice a week.
Does it really frizz up now when you're putting the shampoo?
No, it doesn't frizz up. If I come out of the shower and it's dry and I don't put any product in it, I don't put a hat on, it kind of... It doesn't go... But it's just kind of, it's coarse and there's no shape to it.
But you
so that's why I have to wear the hat.
Yeah.
The hat flattens it down. I probably adds a little bit of grease, probably, to be honest. And then it kind of keeps a shape.
You said you went for a run. How are you running with the long hair?
Yeah, I was noticing that yesterday. It's kind of bouncing. So
is
I have the headphones on me. So I'm pulling it back.
Mm.
Jeez, I might get a little bit of a bun going now.
A Luis Garcia, ex-Spanish footballer.
Alice, an Alice band.
Wendy band.
But I was saying I wanted to talk about the housemate, Sean.
Yeah.
He was asking, when is he getting his shout out? When is he getting his shout out?
Would he like to be on the podcast?
No, he would not. Okay. It's fine.
I feel like
he won't listen to this. But
I feel like you're answering for him.
He listens. You're not coming on the podcast. He listens to the radio show in the morning. I liked his. It was a.
So he's a brand new roommate.
He's
Do you
from
give
Mayo.
A
he's from Mayo. He's from my hometown. We played football together. He was in the year above me in school. He's very close friends to Justin, who lives with us. And because Brian, my best mate in our house, has been out of Dublin since March. He's been back home in Lewisburg. He's been paying rent the whole time. Sean got the opportunity to work up in Dublin. So he said, I'll sublet the room off Brian until Brian comes back up. So he's been working and he's like, when are you giving me a shout on the radio? It started off, what do you work on? I go, spin. He goes, what's that? And then he started off taking the piss a little bit. Yeah. Going, oh, geez, you don't talk. What is
he
this?
Knew you from before, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. We grew up in the same town. Everyone knows everybody. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, I listened. I heard this. It was kind of funny. And now he listens from the beginning to the end of the show.
Does he really?
Yeah, because
honestly, I'm 7 till 10.
I'm interested because I don't ask him, does he listen 7 to 10? But we mentioned him at 7 o'clock.
Mm.
But he also listens at 9 because he mentioned something at 9. So he's in the dumper all day working on machinery. So he listens.
What car does he have to drive to work?
He has a van.
Oh,
he's
does
like
he?
A Nissan van or something like that. But so I walk in the last day. And you know, I'm always very grateful of people. No, of people doing things in the house.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes it's just better just leave it to me. Do you know what I mean?
What are you doing?
And again, Nathan, I'm really grateful of people chipping in.
I'm sensing you're not because you've repeated that.
But let's just use one example. Friend of the podcast, old Gil.
I love Gil.
I love Gil, and Gil tunes in as well. Shout out Gil.
Fair play.
Brian, the person who mows the lawn.
Mm.
Gil, a very appreciative one day. Gil attempted to mow the lawn and I see half the lawn is mowed and I go, gee, that's lovely. Probably going in for maybe a cup of my waddy. It's a summer's day. A bit of refreshment.
Jesus.
Is there anything nicer? You go in.
Yeah.
Freezing cold water. Dropping my waddy. He's probably sweating from all the work he did. I go in, I go, Jack, fair play to you. I'm usually the one who cuts the lawn. He goes, yeah, we got a problem. I ran over the lead because it was an electric lawnmower.
And he's drinking a pint size of my waddy.
I go, put that down. You don't deserve it. He could have electrocuted himself.
He went over the wire.
People have died by doing that. Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Jesus.
If you have electrical equipment, like lawnmowers or chainsaws or anything like that.
Be careful.
It is probably one of the most dangerous things you can do is work with heavy equipment like that with an electrical wire. That's why diesel and all that stuff is
better. That's why your mum has to be careful with the chainsaw.
That's why they wait till I come home and I'll do it. So, again, really appreciated.
So
Gil,
were you pissed off?
Well, you know what I mean. I had to travel into the town and get the lawnmower fixed and travel out and travel in again.
And did money come out of your pocket?
No,
for
Gil never looked after. That's fine.
Fair play, Gil.
But I'm the guy, you know, I'm the last kind of original person standing in the house.
OG, you're the godfather. You are Hugh Hefner in the Playboy Mansion.
So the originals was me, Gillivan, Keith, and Brian. Now it's me, Coxie, Sean and Justin. So completely new
I would
roster.
Say
it's like the Sugar Babes.
If it was a TV show, this season wouldn't be my favourite.
What?
I'm missing the originals.
You don't know Justin and...
I don't know, no.
And Sean,
I know
fair.
Coxie and I'll say he's a... It's like a remake of a film. You've gotten rid of all the heavy hitters.
Here we go. It's not the original Geordie Shore.
No.
But Coxie's coming. You know Coxie. You're finding Scotty T. You just don't know the other two.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm like, Scotty T offers a lot. Where are the other two? And will they last a season?
Well, I'll tell you. One person. Justin. Fabulous cleaner.
Is he good?
Fabulous cleaner.
Yeah.
Does a wonderful job in the bathroom. But I go in on Saturday and me and Sean on Saturday, we were playing FIFA all day.
Is Sean good at FIFA?
No. And we were playing anyway and... You sometimes throw the remotes and stuff on top of the fire stove.
Because you do.
When it's not on.
You don't want it on the ground and stuff.
Yeah, so the fire wasn't on. It was early in the day. We don't usually put the fire on until 6, 7. Anyway, I go upstairs. I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I'm reading a book or something. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm up there for a while anyway.
Thinking about the podcast.
How can I make this podcast better? And I come down and I briefly pass the sitting room. So in our house, you come down the stairs, you take a right, you got the sitting room on the left-hand side, toilet straight ahead. Past the sitting room, I can see through the glass on the door, the fire's on. I go, fair play, Sean.
Well done, Sean.
Fair feckin' play to you.
It's nice and warm.
And I'm going in there, having a little bit of a wee, and I'm going, jeez, you know what? Fair play to him, putting on the fire. Because yeah. I was coming down to do the fire, it was freezing.
And was it a good fire? Was it a lot of briquettes?
See, I could see the corner of my eye, big fire.
Are you buying briquettes?
Yeah.
I read that peat will no longer be a thing.
Don't know what we're going to do
it's
then.
It's very sad.
So anyway, walk into the sitting room, fire blazing. I'm like, jeez, that's great.
It's like blazing squad in this living room.
And I'm kind of interested in the fire. I go, jeez, what is he, how has he done that? The PlayStation controller is still on top of the stove.
Melted.
I go over. I don't say a word. I lift up the thing. Hasn't melted, but it has started to melt.
Oh.
And it goes, kind of go. So yeah. It's a little bit of
a, you know, it goes a bit stringy when you melt plastic.
Not too stringy. Another 3 or 4 minutes, it would have gone stringy. And I looked at it and I put it down.
So what do you
Everyone
say?
Starts laughing. Ha! Oh, how did I not notice that there? Ha! How did I not notice that there? And I walked over. I fed Jürgen the fish and I just said, probably this is where I get it from, probably Mammy O'Toole. I go, jeez, you're lucky I don't die, because this house would fall apart.
Oh, it would have been great if you went upstairs and got your bags and said, I'm moving out, I'm gone.
I thought, no, who's going to fix everything? What are we going to do when the dryer doesn't work? Oh, where is this thing? How come this doesn't work?
I've just gone over the lawnmower again.
Oh, no. Why does the house smell? Whoa.
Do they ever feed Jürgen?
No.
Do they not?
I won't let them.
Why not?
Because Justin was staying over once, and I'll say this on record, because his brother is Brian, so he would have stayed in the house a good few times.
God, I keep forgetting. Justin is Brian's brother.
Yeah.
Oh.
And just was maybe for a mail match some of that years ago, and we had two fish at the time, and he overfed the fish and one of them died.
Are you saying that Justin's responsible?
Yes, and I've told him.
And what did he say?
He laughs. Now, to be fair, I don't think he went out to kill it. It's not as if it was a house party and someone put beer in the fish tank. He went to feed the fish, probably just didn't know how much to feed him. So
Graham, what's it like for anyone listening that is in your situation? New roommates. Completely different setup to when you first
came. I know all
are
these
you
people.
Are you sensing an end? Not to be, but are you sensing?
Well, yeah, I'll be moving out next year, yeah.
And do you just sense that you're like, wow, this is it? Like, that house is going to mean a lot to you.
It is, isn't it?
That house will be a memory chest.
So 5, 6, I have been in there 6.5 years.
It's a long time. You've moved about.
Every other place I was just there for a year.
Yeah.
Rat Mines, I was there for a bit longer than a year, actually. I was there for 2 years.
And you've seen Stillorgan change. The shopping centre built up.
Not for the better, I don't think.
Well, with Boland's, I tell you.
Well, do you know what? The only thing I have to say about that, not for the better, is because I think the Boland Alley's been shut down.
Now,
and I always used to go.
Massive stuff.
Claire and I used to always go to the Boland Alley, and I was teaching Claire to play pool before this lockdown. I was really enjoying playing pool. And it was nice the odd time when. It was kind of one of those weekends. Back when we were going, you'd go out, not a good bit, but you'd go out. And one weekend you go, I don't want to fucking go out. And I go, do you want to go play bowling? And we just go for a few drinks and bowling.
Very cool.
And and then on a Sunday you go to the, you go bowling. It's when we're on Zook Room, we didn't have to get up at a stupid clock. And we'd go to table quiz on a Sunday night in bowling. It's great. Now Claire's allowed to get up early, but.
You can still have that.
I can't.
You'll find it.
When?
You'll find a new home.
Oh no, I will. I thought you were saying I can still go to the table quiz. I can't go on a Sunday. I can't stay out past
screwed.
9 on
a
Sunday.
Oh, you're absolutely screwed. I just wanted to say something deep and meaningful.
Oh no, I know I will have that again. But I'm saying that house will mean a lot. Yeah,
yeah.
I will.
Oh, of course it will.
Some great memories.
Good memories.
Great memories. Do you know what? When I pass that Rat Mines house.
You'll never forget that.
When I pass that Rat Mines house.
Of course, it brings you back.
Memories
it brings
there
you
as well.
Back, brother.
The other houses, I have no affiliation to.
Yeah.
Those. Well, actually, I do. St. Thomas Road in second year, that was a great house.
Yeah.
Because that was just second year. So you've got the lay of the land in Dublin.
Mm.
And there's no real end in sight to college. You're like, God, this is going to go on for fucking ever. Whereas third and fourth year, you're kind of thinking, oh, this is coming to an end. But second year, you're like, this is going
college.
On. This is going on forever.
Best times.
I feel so college. Bloody sorry for the students in college
that's
now.
Shit.
Saw one tweet, and it was, One day last March, we left college thinking we were going back in 2 weeks, and we'd never step foot in the place again.
It's so
that was more for the final year students.
I also want to end by paying our respects to Larry King, a hell of a broadcaster, passed away last weekend. And I sent you a little clip of Larry King telling that story about how he was serenaded by a listener.
Yeah.
He's an American broadcaster, if you don't know. Not going to say massive fan of him or anything, but he was an institution.
Yeah.
He was so old. And when they're showing clips of... Honestly, when they're showing clips of his career, he always looked so old.
What age would he have made it big? As in, you know those chat show hosts, they're usually comedians and they're in TV shows and then they kind of make their way into the Fallons and the Kimmels and all that. They're usually go through Saturday Night Live. Was King just a journalist that...
Yeah, I feel like he really just made it big in his 20s. And he,
oh, was he?
And he started just befriending the likes of Frank Sinatra. He's had... He was married 8 times. He married the same person twice.
Well, you know what they say.
Go on. Marriage.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
If you can't find the right one,
try
Stalorgan Bolans. 7 more times.
Go to Bolan's and you'll find
it. On a Sunday night.
So I want to end the podcast with a clip of Larry King.
Look at this.
Speaking about how he was serenaded by a listener. I think it's a great clip.
Great clip. Copyrighted though.
Graham, please. I'm trying to pay respects to a
We're not allowed
American...
to play clips off YouTube.
Sorry?
I don't think we're allowed to play clips off YouTube.
We'll play a clip. Oh, I'd like to.
You'll play a clip.
Okay.
But if we get sued, you're taking it.
Yeah, I'd like
to. And this piece now will be held up in court.
Well, what if I edit this piece out?
Well, then...
I want to say, on behalf of the podcast, Graham and Nathan,
Nathan
want to pay our respects by...
Nathan wants
playing
to pay... I'll
clip
pay my
at
respects
end.
By saying R.I.P. You will pay your respects by
just
putting
by
your neck on the line with copyright and taking on Google, who own YouTube.
Just a little clip. You wouldn't begrudge me that. It goes on for 2 minutes.
15 seconds is all you can play.
Oh, come on. You don't get the story. 2 minutes...
If
please.
Economy awards.
Look, all we need in life is love. And I'm trying to support everyone. I'm trying to love Larry King. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Here's the clip.
I've been in radio 2 weeks. I was 23 years old. And I did everything. Because I did sports, I did news, I did this junk, everything. And one day they knew I was a glutton. You know, because Larry will do it. So the station manager calls you and says, the all-night guy is sick. Would you like to fill in tonight? Sure, no problem. Now, I'm in a station all alone. It was a small station. I'll never forget this. I'm playing these records, and the phone rings up to get up, say, WHR. And this lady's voice, and I could still hear her voice. She goes, I want you. What'd you say? I said, I want you. And I said to myself, there's a couple of extra pluses to being in this band. So I said the immediate thing, I swear to God, I get off at 6. And she says, that I won't do. I got to go to work. You got to come now. I said, but I'm on the air. She says, I'm only 12 blocks from the station. Here's my address. If you can make it, please, I really want you. Hangs up. I got her address. I'm the only one in the station. So here's what the audience heard. Folks, I'm only sitting in tonight, and so I got a real treat for you. You're going to hear the entire Harry Belafonte at Carnegie Hall album uninterrupted. At 33 minutes. Which is all the time I need. To this day, that's still true.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines.
I put the record on. I get in the car. I swear to God. I rush to her house. 11 bucks away. I pull into the house. The light is on. The Volkswagen was in the driveway. She said the door would be open. The door was open. She's sitting there. She wore a white negligee. I never saw her face clear. The little lamp was on.
My way won't be back.
The radio's on, Belafonte's singing. She opens up her arms, I run into her arms, I put my arms, my cheek goes against her cheek, and on the radio, Belafonte singing Jamaica Farewell. Down the way where the nights...
Down the way where the nights, where the nights, where the nights,
where the nights, where the nights, where the nights, I push her back, I jump in the car, I drive to the station, and this is Jewish masochism. I keep the radio on.
Where the nights,
and I was petrified. You know, I come back, all the phones are ringing. I'm apologizing to people. And the last call, I never forgot it. Old Jewish guy. You know. WHR, and I hear this guy go, Where the nights, I'm going crazy. I said, sir, I apologize. Why didn't you change the station? He says, I'm an invalid. And they step the station for me on top of the bureau. I can't reach.
Sad to say, I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town. Sad to say, I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston town.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no